Blog Talk Radio.
Five, four, three, two, one.
You are now listening to the Roderick Owensby Show. Get ready for Raw Talk with your host, the incomparable Rodfather.
I have concerns about the world. Children are starving here and abroad. Our schools have much confusion. A, how can we learn in shootouts? I mean, you adults are fighting spiritually and politically. Republicans against Democrats. A, we have a great president, and some are saying he's bad. I have a word for you adults. Grown-ups need to grow up. Let's bring this issue to the Rodfather. Kabish?
OMG. I can totally relate to what this young man is saying, you know? I was, like, in the mall, and there are, like, some Christian sisters who were, like, hating. Don't get me wrong. I can totally understand if they're, like, our spiritual paparazzi and all. But, hey, if, you know, people are going to be childish and play, like, high school games, shouldn't we all be told so that we can play along also? Help me out, Rodfather, because this is totally immature. It's childish, you know? And if this is where we're going today, if in the name of Christianity, I don't want to play. I'm totally stepping out if that's what it's about. Christian is supposed to be about love. God is love. That's what we're supposed to be about. We're supposed to represent love, L-O-V-E, right? Oh, my God. This is so not like him. And I will not play the game, but I can if that's what they want to do.
Somebody's coming up the stairs.
God, he must be really popular.
Hello, what brings you here? They probably want to see the Rodfather. Everybody wants to talk to the Rodfather.
I would like to speak with the Rodfather. Is he available?
Somebody's always looking for him.
The Rodfather.
They must want some wisdom.
I hope he's available.
The Rodfather.
We came to you, Rodfather, because you have the wisdom that we need. Help us out, Rodfather. Spit the wisdom, man.
The things that are happening here is a direct result of evil labor. Many are enjoying the fruits of their labor. These are the fruits of injustice, racism, unfairness, evil laws that excuse some while convicting others. Our history is full of certain groups getting away with crimes while causing those who have no protection to go undefended. We must be aware that this can't go on forever. Well, it's time to recognize and for us to see our ways and turn from them and treat others as we want to be treated. This is not a hard problem. This is an easy one.
Somebody's always looking for him.
The Rodfather.
They must want some wisdom.
Somebody's coming up the stairs.
God, he must be really popular. The Rodfather.
They probably want to see the Rodfather. Everybody wants to talk to the Rodfather.
I would like to speak to the Rodfather. Is he available?
magnify.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Come on, sing it to him, sing it.
Whom the Son he has redeemed.
Come on, set, clap your hands.
Clap your hands, rejoice and sing.
You are the Lord of everything.
You are Lord of everything.
Here we go.
Roderick, you're owning five.
Girl, I'm coming. 5, 4, 3,
put my shoes on.
2, 1. Showtime.
And this sister had dealt with those who said they loved God, but they had conditional love toward her. And watch this. As long as she did what was necessary for those involved to feel empowered, she was important. However, as soon as she would speak her mind, then she was the enemy. Are you around people like that? And as long as you be what they want you to be, you know, some people get a sense of empowerment. We say, by cliche, by tradition, this person we meet for the first time is a nice person. This person is a good person. Let me explain something. We all are good people in the making. We all are nice people in the making. We all are compassionate in the making. So whether you say it or not, but at least in your mind, when you meet a person for the first time, your impression of them is sweet and kind. Know that it is in the making. Know that.
Radio.
Hello, this is Roderick Owensby. I'm going to be talking to you about the weapon of the tongue. You know, gossip, backbiting, and slander is the character of Satan. You know, Satan is the accuser of the brethren. The tongue is more powerful than any atomic bomb. You know, half of the world is composed of people who have something to say and can't back it up. And the other half have nothing to say and keep on saying it. Most people are repeating things that they have heard from something or somebody that they have respect for, whether that person is negative or positive. It's normal to talk, but if we use our speech to alleviate the many problems that we face in our world, you know, the tongue is dangerous. We need to examine the importance of keeping such a dangerous weapon under control. You'd be surprised how many families are torn up by the tongue. You'd be surprised. Wars and rumors of wars because of what somebody said. We have to keep this mouth, this tongue under control. There are times I have to repent because there are times that I've spoken in anger and there's times that I've spoken out of season. The Lord has given us the tongue of the learned, that we may know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. And he causes us to awake spiritually so that we can understand the seasons of God. If you don't know the seasons of God, you can speak out of turn. 2012 is the year where there's going to be a great move of God concerning promotions. You're going to hear about a lot of people that's being promoted by God. Then you're going to hear people that God has fired. There is a supernatural presence of God that is being released in the earth, and God is releasing those that will speak what God has said. There's a restoration of the fivefold ministry. But I want you to know there's good news. God is releasing the leaders after his own heart. The spirit of Elijah is in the land that will restore the hearts of the fathers back to the children. You know, David said in Psalms 39:1, he said, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. The scripture clearly condemns and warns us and is full of examples of the dangers of uncontrolled tongue. Moses sinned with his mouth, and it kept him from the land of promise, his earthly inheritance. Our tongue can keep us from our earthly inheritance, earthly blessings, earthly wealth, inventions, prosperity, long life, no premature death. It is a promise of God. Digging for the fact is better than jumping to conclusion. You know, most people don't have the patience to try to find out the facts, but they will jump to conclusions. Many parts of our country is built upon lies and slanders. There's a spirit in America and in the world. To murder character is truly a crime, as to murder the body, the tongue, the slanderer. To slander a brother, it's like stabbing someone with a dagger in the back, like an assassin. Character assassination is once easier and surer than physical assault, and it involves far less risk for the assassin. That little soft thing that's in our mouth that we taste our favorite foods with, we can taste the seasoning, the flavor, the juices of a steak, is the most dangerous organ in the body. Character assassination is one thing that Satan uses often. He did it to Jesus. He did it to everyone that is a positive influence. Destroy another brother or sister in Christ. I want to talk to you about the spirit of gossip, this spirit, this personality. This is what gossip says. This is what I believe gossip will say.
Hello, my name is Gossip. I have no respect for justice. I'm known without hearing. I break hearts. And I ruin lives. I am trained. The more I am quoted, the more I am believed. My victims are helpless. They cannot protect themselves against me because I have no name and no face. To track me down is impossible. The harder you try, the more elusive I become. I am nobody's friend. Once I tarnish a reputation, it is never the same. I topple governments and wreck marriages. I ruin careers and cause sleepless nights. Headache. I spawn suspicion and generate grief. I make innocent people cry on their pillows. Even my name hisses. I am called gossip, telephone gossip, and don't forget church gossip. I make headlines.
Before you repeat a story, ask yourself, is it true? Is it fair? Is it necessary? If not, shut up.
You are now listening to the Roderick Owensby Show. Get ready for Raw Talk with your host, the Incomparable Rodfather.
If I tell my son to go in and tell my other son to shut up and go to sleep, he's not going speaking for me. He's going as me. And if he doesn't do what my son told him to do, he's got to deal with me. Why? My son was me at the time. He told the boy to go to sleep. I shut up. Y'all shout when I tell the devil to come out. He comes out because God is telling him to come out. Somebody shout. Some of you, you want to speak for God. God don't need your lips. God don't need your mouth. The word of God said in John 16, verse 12, Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He, here comes faith now. He will not speak of himself. Some of you don't understand. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you become the Holy Ghost. Peter said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? Well, they didn't lie to the Holy Ghost. They lied to Peter. But since Peter was filled with the Spirit, when they lied to the Holy Ghost. Shout, and it's shout, hallelujah.
Just because somebody look big eyes and look deep and start speaking in a tongue, and people think, oh, he's spiritual. He prophesied. Lord Jesus, did you see him go? Ooh, he was sweating. He took the sweat off of his neck and put it on me, and I fell out. It might have been because it was funky. You got to watch who blow on you. Some people are suffering from gum disease.
Love Talk Radio.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, he blew. Ooh, I felt the heat. Yes, you did. Talk about it was the fire of God. Yeah, okay. Have you ever woke up in the morning and said, bless God, and nobody was in the room, and you said, oh, loose here. And Colgate was saying, come here. Me and my queen, we honor each other. If we just feel like just laying there, we put the sheet over our mouth and we talk.
Yes.
That's called respect. Kiss me. You better go brush. The devil is a liar.
That's right.
I bind that spirit. Rebanda shakaraka. Rinse. Glory to God. That was the interpretation. Rinse. You better be careful. You walk up to somebody and go, hallelujah. Uh-huh. You'll get a ticket. I love everybody. I promise you I do.
Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody just look back over your life and see where it brought you from. How many of you know prayer changes? I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Prayer changes. I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Now I was in a real bad abusive relationship, knowing that there was no way for me to live. A young girl like me, raised up in a good family, way too young to endure such misery. And every night I cry myself to sleep from all the pain. And the more I pray for sunny days, it seems to rain. At any given time, for no reason at all, so, so hard. My God, sometimes I fall. Mama asks what happened to me, and I take up for him. She said the devil's a liar, and pray God get rid of him. And now I'm going to school, hitting those books, I'm doing fine. He's out my life, I'm not confused, got peace of mind. Man, I tell you, prayer change, it changed. Prayer change, oh, it changed. Prayer change, I'm a witness. Prayer change, that I know. Prayer change, it changed, prayer changed, it changed, prayer changed. I'm a living witness, prayer changed things. I was a freshman in college, and I had just made it on the basketball team. I had all the skills it took to make it, but on my grades I was getting nothing but all D's. And the coach came to me and had a talk with me about my career. Said if you don't get your grades up, I'm gonna have to sit you down this year. Man, as tough as I was, I'd break down and cry. Cause everybody knows me, knows that basketball is my life. I studied hard, I gave my all. Oh my God, so many flaws. And ball didn't look too good for me. My future could not see. I had lost all my beliefs and gave up on all my dreams. Then I went to church on Sunday and the pastor began to preach. It was like he was talking to me when he said I can do all things in Christ that strengthens me. And for me that was enough. Now I went from a D all the way to an A plus. I tell you, prayer changes things.
Prayer changes.
Prayer
changes.
It changes things.
Prayer changes. Prayer changes.
Prayer changes.
Prayer changes.
I'm a living with it.
Prayer changes things.
Me and my wife had a few problems. We thought that nothing could solve it. Listen to family members and so-called friends. Man, I tell you, that's just how the devil creeps in. We were separated at least for a month or two. She was wilding in the clubs, and I was out there doing wrong too. And we would walk around the house, putting each other down. I mean, right in front of the kids, we would curse each other out. Then I was in a bad accident, and I almost lost my life. And guess who was there for me? My wife. Now ain't it funny how he makes the way when we said there was no way. I'm out the hospital and back at home, planning another wedding day. I tell you,
prayer change,
it changed.
Prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change.
Things I'm with is it
prayer change,
change,
prayer change,
change,
prayer changes things.
Now all of these things were happening in one family. But that's okay, cause there's nothing God can achieve. I don't care what the problem in your life may be. Cause who the Son sets free is free indeed. And if you didn't know, now you shouldn't know. All you gotta do is take this family's life for example. Now mom and dad are married again. Four kids now cause they just had twins. Little sister all grown up now. She's a lawyer married with one child now. 2 years big brother's out of college. Man, he's got his hands full. Blessed with skills, blessed with knowledge. Now he's playing for the Chicago Bulls. I'm a witness,
prayer change,
yeah.
Prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change.
Oh, when it looks like
prayer change,
you can't make
it all.
I know that
prayer
change, change,
prayer change, prayer change.
In the middle of the
storm,
prayer will
prayer change,
cause it
changes.
Prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change. Prayer changes,
prayer
changes. Even if you're doing wrong,
change,
even if your money's gone,
change,
if you put out your home,
change,
yeah, come on.
Change,
if you can't find a friend,
change,
at your journey's end,
change,
Feel you just can't win. You're really going through in trouble chasing me. Got a hold on you. When it seems you can't go on, and all your friends are gone, hold on, it won't be long. I know that it's gonna change. Drinking or doing drugs, even if you're running the track, even the music field, rock, pop, or R&B, that will change.
The dog mentality versus the wolf mentality. You know, the dog and the wolf are the same, with one exception. The dog is a domesticated carnivore, while the wolf is a wild dog. A wolf is a dog that have not been tamed or domesticated. We are untamed like the wolf. When we don't allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, we will find ourselves animalistic. Interesting enough, I would like to share with you the story of a man named Caleb. In order for me to convey to you the mentality of a dog and a wolf, I couldn't help but talk about this unique man called Caleb and give history of this man and his kin and nature. Caleb, which means dog or bold, also it means a famous bearer. The carnal mind is a meat-eating animal. The carnal mind doesn't care about anything else but what it cares about. Do we want a dog mentality? When you walk with God, you'll find yourself as loyal as a dog. The mentality of a dog versus a wolf.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Rock Father is on now.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are several things that will make any blood-bought, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled Christian cuss. Mm-hmm. And here they are. One of those things, and y'all give witness to this, is waking up in the middle of the night and hitting your baby toe on the edge of your bed. Can I get a witness? It will make any Christian cuss.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Here's another thing. If you're chewing bubble gum and bite your tongue,
that's it.
Mm-hmm, the tongue is an unruly member, it'll make any Christian cuss. Can I get a witness here?
Well, it will.
Found in the second book of Roger, chapter 7, verse 8. Another thing that would make any Christian cuss is biting your bottom lip. Talk to me real hard, but that's sharp tooth. You know you were supposed to go to the dentist and get worked on. It will make you cuss. Here's another thing. If you're cooking in your kitchen with some grease and stick your hand trying to turn over a soft taco shell and you forgot for a split moment that that grease is hot, it'll make you say, shh, hallelujah. Another thing that will make any Christian cuss is if you're walking and you're looking pretty, ladies, I've seen this in chat. And you know you're wearing that 6-inch heel, and your leg kind of go to the right, bring your holy ankle, that'll make you curse. Ladies, have you ever been walking in that shoe that has your heel out, and all of a sudden your foot come outside? Praise the Lord of your shoe. That could make you curse. Another thing that'll make you curse, if you're in the shopping mall, and you see this gorgeous outfit through the window, and then before you get there, some other hand just rips around and got that outfit, and you went up and you asked, are there any more outfits like the one I saw? Window shopping. Manager goes into the back of the store looking for your favorite dress. You saw that little heifer. Get that dress. And the manager comes out and said, no, that'll make you cuss. And for some of y'all, you ain't never cussed since you accepted Jesus. You're lying. Praise the Lord. This is a message to every Christian.
You are right. I'm talking about it.
Feel that.
It happened to me the other day.
It did.
Thank you.
God told me something. I said, God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I was 17 years old. He said, I'm going to use you to restore marriages. Several divorces later, I asked God, are you serious? Let me tell you something about a man, ladies. Don't no man want to hear you speak in tongues when you done pissed him off?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, I know you've been hurt. I know you've been through bad relationships. But let me tell you something, ladies. You are the key to the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. Is when the woman wakes up and say, yes, I've been through this, I've been through that, but some of my cookies were in the jar too.
Come on.
Yeah. I heard a woman say one time, you just don't understand women. We have to bear the child. We have to carry the baby for 9 months. We have to do this and that and breastfeed. I said, well, what do you want? A trophy? I'm not going to carry that baby. The devil is a liar.
Five, four, three, two, one.
You are now listening to The Roderick Gonsby Show. Get ready for raw talk with your host, the incomparable Rodfather.
It's so important that we encourage ourselves. You know, so many times, in society, with so many ideologies of separatism, and even in our churches, that there's a spirit of me and mine. This is our church, and you go to that church, and it's such a separatism in our society. Then we have the Pharisees and the Sadducees type spirits in religion, and then we have the political separations that we see our children see. And, you know, the Republicans against the Democrats and so on and so on. And then we have the independents. And then we hear constantly of different classes of people. You know, I'm one that have never agreed, even from a young lad. It's something about being called a minority that I threw up. I spit it out of my mouth. It didn't set right in my spirit. And some people don't accept and calling themselves a minority. Well, greater is he that is in me. I don't know about you, than he that is in the world. When the prophet was approached by hundreds of false prophets, anytime you have God in you, you are a majority. I didn't say superiority, majority. So we have the first class, the middle class, the poor class, and all of these classes. And man needs to go back to class, God's class. And there's one class, as far as I'm concerned, the human class. So I'm not with all of this isms and schisms and... Yeah, it's time out for that. I tell my son, he's 8 years of age, and I tell Elisha that there are people of age, but they're still an adolescent. We got 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, but they're still an adolescent. There are people who think because they are a certain color that they're better than everybody else. I'm talking about on all sides. I don't have a white-black mentality, so don't even start. I want you to be receptive. I'm not sent to those that are well. I am sent to those that need healing. And so if you open your hearts, you will receive what the Holy Spirit has given me now. Now, if you don't want to receive it, no harm done. God bless you and I love you. But to those that are tired of the norm, those that are tired of the same old, I'm sent to you. Those who have a hunger and a thirst for the things of God, those who have a serious crave, you know, just like at White Castle, the crave, but they're talking about the natural food. But those who have a crave for God, I'm telling you, I am sent to you. And I want you to know that I'm going to say something. I want you to repeat after me. I can see you in the spirit. You're so welcome to call in 818-431-8553. This is Roderick Owensby. Say this with me. What people think of me is none of my business. Go ahead and say it. What people think of me is none of my business. See, one of the things that has been inspired to my thought life from the Holy Spirit is simply thinking that it's our business what people think about us. It's not our business. The prophet Samuel was weeping about King Saul that's been anointed as king, and God told him to get up and go anoint Saul as king. Well, the time came where Saul was rejected by God because he disobeyed. And God let Samuel know, hey, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. Once we understand that when it comes to the kingdom of God, it's not my business what people think about me. And so, even when it comes to family folk, it's no longer my business. I feel so free. I wanted to share this with you. We're just getting started. I want to show you how this way of thinking will reconcile with truth and peace and spiritual growth and integrity. And furthermore, we will achieve this impeccable thought pattern, way of thinking, and it's nothing more than what Christ taught. And learn how, come on people, we must learn how to avoid the pitfalls of crazy makers, gossip mongers, chaos junkies. We got people who are chaos junkies. You know, there are some people who wake up in the morning before they go to work. They have to have a cup of coffee. There, at the same time, there are people who have to have a cup of gossip. Do you not know there are people who live, who breathe, who move to slander others? Don't you know there's big businesses that's built, billion-dollar businesses every year, that's built on lies? Many parts of our society has been built on lies, not truth. Well, we don't have to fret. God has given us a mastery, and I want to share it with you. One of the things that stops many of God's people from being successful, now mind you, success is not a home. It's not about where you live, what you drive, what you wear. And I'm in Matthew 6. Success is simply having God as your Father, God working for you. You are serving God. You become His friend by faith. It's only by faith that you could become a friend of God. Abraham was a friend of God. So therefore, Jesus said, henceforth, I'm not calling you servants anymore, but I'm calling you friends. This is part of the coming of Jesus Christ, was to establish a peaceable friendship between man and God. So this is available to every person who will believe. You are a friend of God. Go ahead and say it. I am a friend of God. But let me tell you something. Being a friend of God, oh, why would you consider what others are saying about you? They have the time to talk about you because they don't have the time to pray. And then one of the things that gossipers will do, those who are envious and jealous, they will be in denial of the very fact that they do find their little corner and their little private meetings time to discuss your life, because they have none.
Now I'm talking to somebody that's you feeling like, oh God, who am I? Who? Why was I born? What is my purpose in life? Come on, and you have those that really don't understand that this is a big world, and everybody needs to be ministered to. There's an audience for what I'm saying, and I know you're listening. And I know you're saying, thank God for the Word of God. Listen. You, some of you go to churches where you feel like you are nobody because you don't shout the way other folks shout. You don't speak in tongues the way other folks speak in tongues. So what? So what? God chose you because you are unique. You are uniquely designed by God to worship Him in spirit and in truth. So what do? How do you avoid the pitfalls of crazy makers? People who make this love. Don't you know some folk are addicted to drama? Mm-hmm. I'm serious. I mean like a drug. It's a drug to start stuff. You got folk like that on your job. They just have to look and see how they can make somebody look bad. Come on. You got people like that in your churches. They just plot like a lion. That's hungry. They plot. How can I make somebody look less than me? Come on. Yeah, really. There are people who sleep, wake up with the same mind. I often wonder, how can you go to sleep and wake up the same way? But there are people who are professional slanderers. I mean, they are after to slander anybody that they can because they have a father and his name is Satan. So the devil is the author of confusion. So how do you avoid the pitfalls of crazy makers, gossip mongers, and those who are chaos junkies and drama, the drama triangle? You know, people will ask you questions just to see what your answer is. That's why I'm always ready. I'm always on my toes. I'm ready to answer every man concerning my faith. I have no problem answering. I don't know how many can handle the answer, but you have to get to the point where you know your relationship with God. Don't let nobody make you feel less than who you know you are. And some of you need to take a break from kinfolk. And, you know, kinfolk miss you when you're not around them. But when you come around them, they return to the same spirit. So sometimes it's good to steal away and just get away from folk. Take a vacation in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because some people will never change. You may not believe it, but there are some people who will never change. They love the way they are. They like it. They like it. So how do you avoid? Well, you have to change. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, hear this now, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery. He didn't think it was anything wrong with him being equal with God. That shocked some people. Well, what son that's on earth that does not want to be like his father, good or bad? Good or bad? What daughter that does not have some type of desire to be like her mother, good or bad? Yeah. And do you or have you spent a large portion of your life ensuring that people like you? Have you bent over backwards for people you may not even know, only to try to get them to like you? Do you have... Or have you ever extensively worried whether someone likes you or not? If you seem to find yourself in a never-ending cycle, a never-ending circle of not feeling good or not liking yourself due to what others think about you, what do rumors and gossip have to do with the truth? What if the rumor or the gossip is based in truth? What if the rumor is true altogether? Is it then okay to continue gossiping or relaying to the rumor? Of course it's not. Are you sick of being controlled and manipulated by people that's in your lives? until you become overwrought and you come to a breaking point? If you think someone dislike you or purposefully try to do things to make them like you, if you try to impress people, listen, let me tell you some people. One thing that you really need to understand, don't seek praises of people. Don't try to have people praise what you do. If you're doing good, do it unto the Lord. Have you ever pretended to be different or someone you weren't in order to fit in? Listen, don't ever do that. Be who God made you. And if people don't like that, kinfolk or not, or acquaintances, then once you come of age, you have to make your own decision. You have to make your own decision, and you can't sit up and worry. You know, I'm so glad that I am free. I want you to be free as I am. Because if you ponder too much on what people think about you, it will weigh you down. I am free. Say it with me. I am free. I want you to be free. Because you know what? It's no longer your business what people think. Isn't that good? Don't you feel free? Praise God. Don't you feel like a burden lifted up? Because you made it your business to care what others think about you. You've made it your business. I mean, you done got your office set up, got your secretary, got your staff, and you live your life and caring about what people think about you. And it has caused your household to be in an uproar. It has caused your life to be messed up. You know, me and my Queen Katrina is one thing we don't believe in. We stand together, and you ever been around people, they got a funny spirit, they act funny toward you, and when you feel that funny spirit, and then the same folk who had that funny spirit, they said, no, we're not talking about you. Yes, you are. You don't just wake up and get a funny spirit about somebody. You get a funny spirit from conversations about a person. That's how you get a funny spirit. And what you do with that funny spirit, you laugh at it because it's funny. Praise God. It's a funny spirit. You ever heard folks say my money is funny? I've never seen money laugh, but I have seen funny spirits from people. And that's why I said it before, I don't apologize. Parents are responsible for many of the evils in the world. You have parents who have taught their children that they're superior, and yet they act like they're morally right. You have parents of all races. I'm not talking to one race. All races, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You got some races. How you got all these people feeling the same way for hundreds of years? Because it's being taught in the home. You're better than this person because of the color of their skin. You're better than this person because you live in this neighborhood. Rich or poor bleed alike. So by the same token, we have religious segregation. You know, if you believe God this way, then you can't be a part of me. Yeah, you can come, but you never will be a part. You know when you're not a part of something. You can feel when you're not a part of something. Don't ever let nobody make you think you're crazy because of how they feel about you. Don't do that. Because I'm going to tell you something. People are in denial when they're gossipers. That's one of the first characteristics of a gangsaying person. A gossiper, denial.
I know what the Bible says to me. He was high on the knee.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Ooh,
That's Jay Moss. Be released from the opinions of other people. If you think someone dislikes you, do you try to do things to make them like you? Despite societal expectation, we focus on how to begin the perception shift necessary for this freedom to occur. We need the freedom from other people's thoughts. Listen, God gave you a mind for your own thoughts. Be free this day. The opposite of freedom and release from other people's opinion is bondage and control due to their opinions. You know, there are so many people who are in bondage to other people's thoughts of them. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it in churches, on the job. I mean, just like Frankenstein and Igor. I mean, there are people who are in bondage. So, if you're currently at the whim of what people say or do and don't know how to get out from under that enslaving mindset, you have to understand the liberty of God. Once you understand the liberty of God, the solution to not worry about what people think about you is to think well about yourself. When you do this, you will not constantly need to look to outside sources or at least people to fill your bucket. But if you seem to find yourself in a never-ending circle of not feeling good and caring too much about other people's opinion of you, and you seem to be walking in low self-esteem, I've been there, even without realizing it. I mean, some folk that don't have a pot to piss in, and you're sitting there worried about what they think about you. I mean, if you want to see some of the cruelest people, the most envious people, are those who claim to love God. Oh, yeah. Cruel. So what you have to do, you have to rise up and say, wait a minute. Who am I subject to? You're either subject to God or people. You have to, all of us have to rise up and say, wait a minute. I was born with a purpose. I was born with a destiny. You know, we all have internal vessels that comprises the who we are. Some of us were either as children or as young adults have a filter occupying our perception that have us constantly searching for external solutions to fill our buckets. Those temporary solutions can take the form of alcohol, drugs, approval addiction, inappropriate relationships, or anything else that is temporary but harms us in the long term. How many people in inappropriate, bad relationships? You know, we want to talk about, folk want to sit up and judge marriages. I mean, you got some people that you're not married to, but you have a soul tie. You can have a soul tie with a person that you're not even sleeping with and have a jacked up, unhealthy relationship. And one of the ways you know you have an unhealthy relationship is you're around drama all the time. So you have to rise up and say, my God, why am I spending all these years? Some folks just hang out at other folk house and just sit up and look at each other all day. I mean, it's quite boring. One thing I don't get bored with is my family. I have a different constitution. It's constantly a joy to be with my wife, Katrina, and our children and our three puppies. Children are a heritage and a blessing of the Lord. There's too many positive things for for you, ladies and gentlemen, to think about than to think about what somebody thinks about you. And let me tell you something. You know something worse than a gossiper? I'll be back in a moment. This is Roderick Owens B.
You that pray in the spirit, the only reason God gave you the gift to pray in the spirit, so that he can give you some understanding through the spirit, so that the spirit can tame your tongue. He can do abundantly above all that you ask or think. Nobody ever asks anything without thinking first. Now this is what's hindering your prayers. Some of you are thinking wrong, so your asking is off. So listen to the times and let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. It's not robbery to be equal with God. Honey, if I tell my son to go in and tell my other son to shut up and go to sleep, he's not going speaking for me, he's going as me. God don't need your mouth. The word of God said in St. John 16, verse 12, Jesus said, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. How be it with he, the spirit of truth, and time he will guide you into all truth. He, here comes faith now. He will not speak of himself. Jesus said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? I'm gone losing my mind again. Hey! Woo! I love it. Are you getting it?
Hi, my name is Elijah William Owensby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. May observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad, Roderick Owens.
And you know, socially, I notice it a lot. Instead of people correcting a person that brings a slander about somebody, they will add fuel to the fire, if you will, by agreeing with that person, entering into a conversation, a verbal covenant that they agree. Here comes somebody to you and they're upset with somebody else, and all of a sudden you're going to accept their anger, and now you're looking at the person that your friend is upset with, and now you're mad at your friend's friend or your friend's enemy for no reason, all because you're so silly, until instead of you saying, listen, don't bring me that mess, don't bring me that garbage, I don't want to hear it. No. What's worse than a gossiper is a gossiper receiver. Mm-hmm. And then now you sit around, have an attitude against somebody who's done nothing to you, all because you so codependent upon this friend, instead of losing this friend, you'll go ahead and listen to this person run down someone else. You're worse than a gossiper. And I, with love, rebuke you. You know, sometimes you have to correct your parents. Sometimes parents get of age and the children get grown, and people have this false respect for parents. Some children, if I could say this, you'll send your parents to hell because you're too afraid to say, Mama, you're wrong. Daddy, that's wrong. So let's not be afraid to speak and tell the truth.
and the weight of the glory comes from you. Teach your people, lead the people into all of the gratitude that you have towards your Maker. I love you.
I love you too. I wonder, my queen, my dove, what was I thinking or dreaming or had visions about when the great God created you? Where were my thoughts? What was in my subconscious and my conscious mind? And then all of a sudden I awaken out of a deep slumber, a deep sleep, and I saw you. My womb has came alive. Woman, I said. Woman, I said. Woman, my great helper. You are such a help to me, likened unto the Holy Spirit that comes to help us when I am despaired about life's complex situations. I look upon thee and I see a beauty that is not just one dimensional, but I see three dimensions of love. My dear, I found favor in you. What is marriage without your favor, my queen? I praise you for simply being you.
And I honor you for being you. It is good to be with you.
This sister had dealt with those who said they love God, but they had conditional love toward her. And watch this. As long as she did what was necessary for those involved to feel empowered, she was important. However, as soon as she would speak her mind, then she was the enemy. Are you around people like that? And as long as you be what they want you to be, you know, some people get a sense of empowerment. You know, look at a car. The greatest thing on the car is the engine. Some people see the wheels and what color it is and how it looks. You know, it's like the man that went to purchase a car. He saw in the newspaper that they had this fabulous car. Not a scratch was on it, it was said. Not a dent. I mean, the body was brand new. New paint job. Double paint job. Shining wheels. Everything inside was crisp. I mean, this car was awesome. It looked good, but there was not an engine in it. It was empty. It was just a shell. We say by cliche, by tradition, this person we meet for the first time is a nice person. This person is a good person. Let me explain something. We all are good people in the making. We all are nice people in the making. We all are compassionate in the making. So whether you say it or not, but at least in your mind, when you meet a person for the first time, your impression of them is sweet and kind. Know that it is in the making. Know that. Don't ever let nobody make you think you're crazy because of how they feel about you. Don't do that. Because I'm going to tell you something. People are in denial when they're gossipers. That's one of the first characteristics of a gangsta person. A gossiper. Denial.
I know what the Bible says to me. He's a liar.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he has.
That's Jay Moss. Be released from the opinions of other people. If you think someone dislikes you, do you try to do things to make them like you? Despite societal expectation, we focus on how to begin the perception shift necessary for this freedom to occur. We need the freedom from other people's thoughts. Listen, God gave you a mind for your own thoughts. Be free this day. The opposite of freedom and release from other people's opinion is bondage and control due to their opinions. You know, there are so many people who are in bondage to other people's thoughts of them. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it in churches, on the job. I mean, just like Frankenstein and Igor. I mean, there are people who are...
You see, I used to be stressed and depressed and down with no confidence, spiritually unstable and emotionally petulant. And then I read I have an everlasting name and that God is consistent. He knew me before I was formed in my mother's belly. His love is persistent. His love is not contingent on my status or my rank. He loves me the same whether I'm a sinner or a saint. I just have to learn to walk by faith. It was a little challenging at first because I didn't know my place. But that's why now I can praise him for his grace. Because since I'm a new woman, my past has been erased. And since God is not a man, he doesn't throw my mistakes in my face. They've been replaced with a covenant of truth. He redeemed my life from destruction and has restored my youth. So now in my prosperity, I shall not be moved. I've been taken from the belly of the beast and I'm full of virtue. The angels are encamped all around me. You can just see their residue. My life is living proof to God's word being active. The enemy tried to keep me sin conscious. My flesh had my spirit captive. But since I have an expected end, I'm no longer distracted. And since the enemy doesn't triumph over me, the old life is no longer attractive. So now I am beautified like a dignified bride. Purified.
Love Talk Radio.
Well, there you have it. I don't know about you. I feel sanctified. I feel clean. I feel renewed.
Amen.
Have you ever pretended to be different or someone you weren't in order to fit in? Listen, don't ever do that. Be who God made you. And if people don't like that, kinfolk or not, or acquaintances, once you come of age, you have to make your own decision. And you can't sit up and worry. You know, I'm so glad that I am free. I want you to be free as I am. Because if you ponder too much on what people think about you, it will weigh you down. I am free. Say it with me. I am free. I want you to be free. Because you know what? It's no longer your business what people think. Isn't that good? Don't you feel free? Praise God. Don't you feel like a burden lifted up? Because you made it your business. And you live your life and caring about what people think about you. And it has caused your household to be in an uproar. It has caused your life to be messed up. You know, me and my queen, Katrina, is one thing we don't believe in. We stand together. And you ever been around people, they got a funny spirit? They act funny toward you? And when you feel that funny spirit, and then the same folk who had that funny spirit, they said, no, we're not talking about you. Yes, you are. You don't just wake up and get a funny spirit about somebody. You get a funny spirit from conversations about a person. That's how you get a funny spirit. Praise God. It's a funny spirit. You ever heard folks say, my money is funny? I've never seen money laugh. But I have seen funny spirits from people. Listen, I said it before, I don't apologize. Parents are responsible for many of the evils in the world. You have parents who have taught their children that they're superior, and yet they act like they're morally right. You have parents of all races. I'm not talking to one race. All races, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You got some races. How you got all these people feeling the same way? For hundreds of years, because it's being taught in the home. You're better than this person because of the color of their skin. You're better than this person because you live in this neighborhood. Rich or poor bleed alike. So, by the same token, we have religious segregation. You know, if you believe God this way, then you can't be a part of me. Yeah, you can come, but you never will be a part. You know when you're not a part of something. You can feel when you're not a part of something. Don't ever let nobody make you think you're crazy because of how they feel about you. Don't do that. Because I'm going to tell you something. People who are in denial when they're gossipers. That's one of the first characteristics of a gainsaying person. A gossiper. Denial. Roderick and I have enjoyed talking to you. Going to continue this conversation tomorrow. God bless you. Be encouraged. And remember, understand this. You are not limited to what others feel about you. It doesn't matter. It's not your business anymore. Make sure that you make it not your business to worry about what others say about you or even think about you. To the husbands, love your wife. To the wives, love your husband. Now is your turn with your family. You please God. And that's all that counts. God bless you. We're going to talk tomorrow. I love you.
You look like my sister on my father's side. Ooh, child, you look like my brother on my father's side. Come closer. Let me look at you. Ooh, child.
Your age has nothing to do with being an adult.
Amen.
Adult means one that knows better.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Uh-oh. Thank you. Mess it up. A child means one that is full of foolishness.
Word. All right.
And it's legal to be foolish when you're a child.
That's the word.
This is Roderick Owensby, and I truly thank you for listening to this message. We need to learn how to excommunicate drama in our lives. You know, when you excommunicate the drama, you'll find peace so that you could fulfill your destiny in the earth. Thank you again for listening. I love you all. This is Roderick Owensby.
This sister had dealt with those who said they love God, but they had conditional love toward her. And watch this. As long as she did what was necessary for those involved to feel empowered, she was important. However, as soon as she would speak her mind, then she was the enemy. Are you around people like that? And as long as you be what they want you to be, you know, some people get a sense of empowerment. You know, look at a car. The greatest thing on the car is the engine. Some people see the wheels, what color it is, and how it looks. You know, it's like the man that went to purchase a car. He saw in the newspaper that they had this fabulous car. Not a scratch was on it, it was said. Not a dent. I mean, the body was brand new. New paint job. Double paint job. Shining wheels. Everything inside was crisp. I mean, this car was awesome. It looked good, but there was not an engine in it. It was empty. It was just a shell. We say by cliche, by tradition, this person we meet for the first time is a nice person. This person is a good person. Let me explain something. We all are good people in the making. We all are nice people in the making. We all are compassionate in the making. So whether you say it or not, but at least in your mind, when you meet a person for the first time, your impression of them is sweet and kind. Know that it is in the making. Know that.
Somebody's coming up the stairs.
God, he must be really popular.
Hello, what brings you here? They probably want to see the Rod Father.
Love Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to The Roderick Owensby Show, nightly at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, with your host being Comparable Rodfather. Be blessed and good night.